player, hug your brother, because Iyanla VanZant, Fix My Life, is coming back on the air for a new season. Yay. This Saturday. Iyanla VanZant.
Good morning.
Yay. Good morning.
Hey, Priestess.
How are you?
We're good.
How
we're good.
How are you, my love?
I'm good. Really good.
So good to talk to you.
So you're going to start off with a four-part season premiere on Angry Black Women.
The myth of the angry black woman.
Thank you, Iyanla. Thank you.
The myth
of the angry black woman. And the myth means that it's widely held, but it is basically false. That's
yes,
what myth
it
means.
Is. And isn't it held a lot by black women?
Well, I think what has happened is because the myth has been so promoted and proliferated that we have now taken it on as our identity. And it's a very strange phenomenon because we don't have any more anger than anyone else. I think we express it differently, but we've taken it on, and now we're calling ourselves angry black women. Mm-hmm.
Now, but why do people think that we're so angry? Like, I'm passionate about things, but yeah. I automatically get labeled angry.
And then you got black men sitting next to you, you know, laughing when you
who
say
goes
that.
Who goad you on, Iyanla? They know what buttons
what
to push, but why do we got that? Why do people call us angry?
Because it's a way to demean us, diminish us, dismiss us, control us. It's a way to silence our voice, you know, because we've all human beings are taught that anger is bad, anger is wrong. We've never been taught how to appropriately express anger. So when someone really wants to silence you or diminish and demean what you're saying, the first thing they'll say is, oh, you just an angry black woman. Mm-hmm. And now you're getting into defending yourself. No, I'm not. Well, I got to be angry. And the point that you were trying to make now is totally lost.
Who are the women that you're going to be working with this year?
Well, you know, I work with 8 women because I wanted to look at anger from different perspectives so that we could really get to the underbelly. In most cases, now again, there's nothing wrong with anger. Mm. Anger is a normal, organic response when your personal space is invaded or eliminated or you feel powerless. So I looked at 8 women who are experiencing and expressing anger for different reasons from different perspectives so that we could get to the underbelly. I have women from 20 to almost 50 in the house so that we can see the commonalities and the differences. One of my guests is Lyra Galore, who was the former fiance of Rick Ross. Another one of my guests is Crystal. She was the villain in the Players Club. And because she played that role as the villain, people really assumed that's who she was. And then she took on the identity, and her inappropriate behavior is well noted and documented everywhere. I've got a lawyer. I've got a single mom. I've got a set of twins. So I have this wide array of women, all who experience anger, but demonstrate it inappropriately.
Do you think, and especially in this season of Donald Trump, that anger, a lot of people don't think that anger is so bad because he's speaking for the angry, but it's different when it's an angry white man as opposed to an angry black woman?
Well, you know, one of the points that I really work to make in the show is that anger is fleeting. It's what's underneath the anger. And even with the angry white men, they're afraid. They're afraid they're going to lose something. Mm-hmm. They're in fear that, you know, their power is being dissipated. Under all anger, there is a fear of something, a fear of disappointment. And so when we don't really get in touch with that feeling, what will happen is the anger will come out inappropriately.
What is the black woman afraid of?
That we won't matter. You know, we're treated like we don't matter. We want to matter.
And we're invisible to so many people.
Oh, no, you're not.
Say it again.
We're having this discussion this weekend, a family reunion, and in terms of being invisible.
Oh, yeah. Invisible, unheard, unimportant, but we're needed and we're used. You know, if you look at it, black women are the foundation of almost everything in the world. Everything. Not that other people aren't important. Mm-hmm. I'm not diminishing anyone else. But when you look at the contribution that black women have made. And yet, when you look out in the world, our voice, our face, black women, Latin American women, Native American women, women of color. Right. We're our voice isn't there. Very often our face isn't there. Our needs aren't there. We get lumped into the group of everyone else.
Well,
and you know what's
simple?
It's also cultural ignorance. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if you put 10 of us in a room and we're talking about something, 8 minutes in, we're all talking, our hands are flying, our voices are raised, and somebody looking will say, oh, my God, look at that. They're getting ready to throw down in there. And we're just expressing ourselves compassionately.
Well, will your next show be 8 men living with the mythical angry black
man? The mythical.
No, but I do have 3 episodes this year where I'm working with 6 black men who have broken hearts. And we demonstrated in a very difficult way.
I'm asking you to do 8 men living with the mythical
angry black
woman. This ain't got...
Well, we've got to get them healed up first, because that wouldn't be a good look if I put them all angry in the same place.
That'll be next season, perhaps.
That'll be next season, yeah.
I'm looking forward to you talking to the Powerball winner.
Hot sauce girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who keeps bailing her fiance out of jail and spending
well,
all her money.
He's in jail now.
He's back in jail.
He's in prison now.
Yeah.
Yeah, could you talk to her?
You've already done this show?
Yeah, that show's already done. All of the shows are in the can. Mm. And you know what I'm doing? Let me just tell you real quickly. People can go to my Facebook page, Dr. Yamla Van Zandt, and get a worksheet so that as the shows are playing, you can work through your anger issues, just like the women in the house.
Okay.
There'll be a new one every single week. Because I want us all to really be able to look at and experience what we may be angry about or afraid of.
All right.
Can you fax the worksheet over here so I can work on it now? Because Jaden pissed me off.
During the show.
Right now. During the show.
Okay.
Ugh. I'll turn the fax machine on.
I'm working with the mythical.
Oh, good.
Angry.
Be quiet.
8 men.
Thank you, Ayanna. We love you.
Okay. Boy, I'm living with the mythical.
Be quiet, Jay.
Angry black women.
Get on my nerves.
Huggy next.
And that's love.